Hi, ladies. Welcome to another episode of the Proverbs 31 Women. I am just so blessed. It is a new week. It's Monday. I went back to work today from being on vacation for 2 weeks, and it was such a blessing to be able to get back to the old routine, but, you know, come with enthusiasm because I feel so refreshed and ready to be passionate about my job and, you know, what God wants to do in this season of my life. And also, I have exciting news for everyone. So I am going to be guest speaking at a young girls, women's ministry meeting in Shaker Heights. I will actually pull up the address right now. So those of you that are interested in attending, you will be able to. I would love and appreciate all sisters in my corner to be with me there and listen to the word that God will instill in my heart for me to share. But it's Saturday, July 27th from 3 to 5:30 at the Chapel of Hope Christian Fellowship. And the address is, I'm going to say it pretty slow so you guys can, you know, write it down or put it in your maps. Or even rewind this part of the episode if you don't get it right away. So it's 3688 Lee Road, Shaker Heights, Ohio, 44120. Okay. And again, the date is Saturday, July 27th from 3 to 5:30. Now, the theme of it is, which I'm so excited to be sharing about, is, it's intimacy with God, an intimacy of the heart and his love. And, I was so honored to even be, thought of to share. For those of you that don't know, I started my podcast back in November, and I guess the beginning of this year, I had a desire to share about my podcast and speak to young girls and young women. And this opportunity came. My best friend, her mom has a women's ministry called Time Out for the Girls, and it targets young girls and their mom, their mothers from the ages of, like elementary school age all the way to high school and even some young adults. And I remember my friend telling me about this when we were in high school and maybe even in junior high. Like, her mom has had this ministry for 7 years. And so my best friend texted me recently and was like, Kayla, my mom would love for you to guest speak and talk about your podcast in July. And I was like, yeah, like, that was a no-brainer for me. And so I got her mom's number, and I started chatting with her. And then today, I had a conference call with my best friend's mom, Miss Valana, and then the pastor of the church, the first lady, Mrs. Santora. And when I tell you guys how God is so good and orchestrates things that, like, you would never expect to happen. Like, you wouldn't even dream of it. Like, the conversation that I had with them was so authentic and real, and just, they're asking me how I felt about the topic and what I would, you know, think about sharing and just, like, my passions. And I just, like, God was just pouring the words out of me, and they were like, Pastor Santora was telling me, she was like, this is what I prayed for. She was like, usually they take turns, Miss Valana and Pastor Santora take turns sharing at these different events that they do with the girls. But she was like, something told me, the Lord was impressing on my heart for someone to share. And I just feel so honored. And this is a dream that I had at the beginning of this year and probably some of last year. I would tell my parents, like, I would love to speak to young girls. I don't know how. I don't know how to get connected with all that yet, but and little did I know that God would bring that opportunity to me through my best friend. And oh my gosh, I am so excited to be sharing. But the whole point of this podcast episode is your prayers that you want to be answered. And I want us to go to Romans 11:29. Now, God had given me this scripture, I want to say in 2017. So for those of you that don't know, I am a big dreamer. I love, you know, the heart I have for the nations and just meeting different people and expanding my love for God and by being passionate and zealous about it. And so one of the scriptures God had directed me towards in regards to my dreams is Romans 11:29. And I'm going to be reading out of the New International Version. It says, "For God's gifts and his call are irrevocable." Wow. Let me just read that one more time. "For God's gifts and his call are irrevocable." And I looked up the word irrevocable because when I first read it, I was like, what? Like, what does this mean? I need further clarification. I need, you know, explanation on this because, you know, in this day and age, we don't really use words like that, irrevocable. This is a tech-savvy generation, but sometimes when I read words like that, I get so interested in it because it really expands my vocabulary, and it's a way to study what the Bible means and diving deeper in it. So if you don't understand a word in the Bible, look it up in the dictionary and see, like, the little details that it entails. So irrevocable means not able to be changed, reversed, or recovered. Final. Guys, did you hear that? Final. What God has for you, the gifts that he has instilled in you are final. They are not going to change. They're not going to change based on your doubt. They're not going to change based on your situation now, because what God gives to us and his plans for us, they're final. They cannot be reversed. You can't do something that's going to change God's path for you. And yes, maybe when you do slip up or something, there's going to be detours. But if you keep following God, he's going to take you to where he wants you to go if you continue to serve him. And I hope that, you know, this story, that the testimony that I've shared with you serves as that, as a reminder that what God has placed in your heart and a dream that he's given you, if it's really from him, it's irrevocable. It's final. So for those of you that are clinging on to dreams and, you know, things that God has put in your heart, don't doubt. Don't question what God has for you, but know that they are final. It won't change. If it's from God, be sure, knowing that it will surely take place. Now, I really hope to see you guys there at the Time Out for the Girls session and event that we're having. Please DM me if you have any questions. My Instagram at, however you want to call it, is sunflower_Kaylinda. So go and follow me. I know my at name is a little different, but that's a whole other story. So DM me on there if you have my number. Contact me. I am so excited. I would love to have my sisters be there to support me and to be able to witness an amazing time with other women and girls. And we're even going to have an icebreaker. There's going to be food. If it's a potluck, so feel free to bring anything to share. And we're just going to fellowship and just really seek God and cultivate a heart that is after him. So that is the end of this podcast episode. I love you guys. I really hope that this encourages you to, you know, go back to that dream that God's given you and pray about it and say, Lord, if this is from you, I am believing that this is going to take place by your grace, by your will. It's not a maybe, it will. And it's because of Jesus. All right, you guys, be blessed. Just know that you are highly favored and loved. I plead the blood of Jesus over you and thank God for you for listening to this podcast, for supporting it. All right. Peace out. Bye, guys. Or ladies, should I say. If there is some guys on here, I'm so glad you checked it out. All right. Okay, bye.